All right, so here's a tough question for you, Jay. I've been throwing you softballs the whole time now. I'm going to give you a thinker. Don't worry. Right. This isn't going to hurt, okay?
It's just Sunday morning.
It's not that bad, believe me. Okay, so how are we going to fix this?
Well, the business model is in crisis. No one has right now the answer. That, in a way, is a good thing because it means that elites and their knowledge are dethroned. In other words, nobody thinks Arthur Sulzberger has the answer either, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, we need, as many people have said, including myself and you probably, we need to try a lot of things. And we have the genius of American democracy working for us, which is that if you can't solve it at the federal level, like nobody has a solution for David Gregory, maybe you can solve it at the state level. And if you can't do that, maybe at the local level. We have laboratories of democracy, in other words, but they're aimed at the media. We also have an atmosphere of crisis where it is obvious that the whole thing is broken. There's basically no one who can sustain that illusion anymore. And you're going to have, and we already had this to some degree, but you're going to have people in communities around the country who, in a sense, were always able to feast at the same table, who are there one day, arranged in the same way, and the table has gone. The news between them, which separated them and related them to one another, is kind of like gone. And they're asking themselves, well, what are we going to do? We need another news system. And those conversations are already starting to happen. And what I think what we have to do is when the serious players and forces come together and say, we need a new news system in a particular community, we just have to make sure that conversation is broad and is inclusive. That it benefits from what we've been learning during this period of transition. And I think there's some chance, you know, that new forces will align and there'll be new combinations. So the other day, yesterday, I just wrote about this on Twitter. Four Tennessee newspapers agree to content share, right? Well, they're driven into it by an emergency, right? They're just trying to eliminate expenses. But if you start imagining hooking up the J schools to this new consortium and hooking up the statewide bloggers to that, right, you can start to get a new ecosystem that reflects the actual distribution of power a little bit better. And so I can see things like that possibly happening as the crisis grinds on.
Yeah.
So I'm not completely bleak about it, but I'm definitely, you know, getting cynical about the incumbents, as you put it.